On Life and Technology, I love what is going on in home security at the moment in terms of the new clever cameras that we're able to put around our home. We've talked about a number of different vendors, and there's one that I think is doing some very, very clever stuff. They're doing some new camera technology, which is wire-free. It's high-definition 1080p, and I think you're going to be really interested in it. Today we're talking with Travis Bedford from Swan. They are a company that was an Australian startup. They've now gone out into the world, and they're really doing some really kick-ass stuff. Travis, welcome to the show today.
Thank you very much.
Now, look, I want to talk to you about your wire-free cameras because I've seen a number of these around, but you've got some features in this that I think my listeners today are going to be really interested. You're launching by the end of the month into Harvey Norman. You're going to be in their stores with these products. It's the Swan Smart Security Camera, and I want you to take me through what is happening in home security at the moment with these cameras and where your new features are going to be doing something little bits of extra for people. All right, so talk to me about your wireless cameras. What is it that makes your wireless camera, these new ones that you're bringing out, so special to people when they attach them to their home?
Okay, Charlie, well, I guess the first place to start for us is that we've traditionally been a predominantly wired business in terms of security. Mm. And one of the pain points for consumers and customers alike has been the actual setting up of cameras has been inhibiting. Many people are a bit daunted by that. So obviously going true wireless does open up the market for us to new customers and new possibilities.
The thing about your wired cameras, they're actually not that hard to set up. It's just that impression that they are would turn some people off, right?
That's correct, because we provide everything in the box, from cables to screws and everything. Mm. But still, it's still daunting for many customers and people out there. So, you know, having a true wireless solution is just an extension of our range. And we are security specialists. You know, we've been doing it for 30 years now. Mm. So we've got a lot of experience in lenses and a lot of technology around motion detection and things like that. So having these new wireless cameras is a big boon for us in terms of where we want to go in the future and, you know, accessibility and ease of use. And I think what we're about to launch now is market leading, where we've got thermal sensing, which is, you know, detecting heat of humans. So we've fine-tuned our cameras that they can detect a human from up to 15 metres away and cars from anywhere, you know, up to 30 to 40 metres away.
And that really changes the game a bit, doesn't it? Because a lot of the time at the moment we've got motion sensing, okay? So somebody walks in front of the camera, it records, and so you can play that back, watch live, but you can play that motion sensed captured vision back because of the motion sensor. What you're actually doing is you've got that, but it's actually looking for a heat map, isn't it?
Yeah, so it needs two forms of detection. So it's called true detection, and the first detection is still motion, and then the second that it's looking for is the heat thermal sensing. So then when we get two of those, we go, okay, that's a true detection. I'll save that, and then I'll send you a notification. One of the downfalls of just having motion is that a lot of people, consumers, were getting a lot of notifications of trees moving because the systems were looking for changes in image. Mm. So they'd just look at the image and go, that's changed 5%. That's what I'm there to look at, the change in pixels, and then I'll save that. So hard drives were filling up very quickly of non-detections or false detections. We call them false detections.
And online accounts as well, because you've got a cloud account that you might be storing this vision in, that can fill up quite quickly as well. So the accuracy of recording people or cars, which are the bits that you want to record, rather than a tree moving or maybe even the local scrub turkey wandering through your backyard or something like that, which you may not want to record, what your technology is allowing people to do is to be much more defined in what they're capturing.
Yeah, that's correct. So, to give you an example, it's 12 times more efficient than the old motion sensing technology. And where we would fill up a hard drive on a system within a month, we're now getting a year with 1080p. Mm. So that's, you know, that's in our wired. So also with our wireless, our true wireless, it's all about energy and energy consumption. So the cameras have to be finely tuned to not have these false triggers turning on, turning off all the time with false triggers and draining your battery. Mm. So we're getting, you know, a couple of months life out of our new true wireless systems, and then, you know, it's recharged.
And that's in between each charge, right? So you charge it up, and you're getting about 2 months of use. Correct. and then you get an alert at 20% and 10%.
Yes, yeah. So in the app, you can see what your battery life is. You can actually have it full all the time on power and programmed in and plugged in, so it's always, you know, can always be charged at 100%. But if you want to go true wireless, well then, yeah, we're getting around about 2 months before you need a recharge, and the recharge, you just pull the camera off the stand. It's magnetic, so it's really easy to grab, and then you just recharge it within about 4 hours.
Fantastic. The other thing I note that you've got is your cameras have the ability to capture the vision on the actual camera rather than a real-time push straight to the cloud account. Tell me about that.
Okay, yeah, so this is probably a bit of a game changer, because sometimes with cameras that are waking up and then pushing to the cloud, they're waiting for a handshake of the network, and so they're waiting for the network to connect, and then they push the vision to the cloud. Mm. Ours instantaneously start up and record straight away onto the onboard memory, which is 32 gigabytes of memory, and then pushes it to the cloud. Mm. So they're basically asleep, then they wake up, record, and then push a little packet of video to the cloud, and that sends you the push notification as well.
So you have built-in redundancy. Should your internet go off for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, or whatever, and somebody walks past your camera, you're still recording. That vision is pushed up as soon as the internet comes back on. You might have a power outage and your internet goes off. But this thing, because it's battery charged and recording on its own internal memory, it will continue to record, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. One of the pain points for our customers was, you know, some unreliability in networking. Mm. So we've engineered around that the cameras will always be functional even when your network's down. So you've got a security system that's functioning. And then as soon as that comes back on or comes back up again, it'll then push that footage out and the notifications out straight away. So yeah, it's a fail-safe backup. It's just another part of our security, how we engineer and we think about security. Yeah.
The product is the Swan Smart Security Camera, wire-free, high-definition 1080p. It's got this built-in TrueDetect technology with it, and it's weatherproof. It's got, you know, you've got free 7-day recording. It's got a great bunch of features in it as well. We're having a play with it here at the Expo. Travis, great to talk to you. When's this product being released?
Okay, so it'll hit the Harvey Norman stores late October, and you'll see it in catalogue, and our official launch is early November.
Fantastic. Looks like a good one. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Yeah, much appreciated. Nice to see you again, Charlie.